JIS Radio presents
GOJ's Scorecard.
Highlights of the government's achievements during the first half of 2014.
As part of the government's overall growth and development agenda, work continues on the construction and rehabilitation of the road network and other critical infrastructure. In today's program, we'll highlight some of the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing's major developments over the past 6 months as it relates to the transport sector. The government is continuing its program of works, building infrastructure to keep communities connected and to ensure that Jamaicans travel on roadways that are safe. With this in mind, a number of roads, retaining walls, drains and sidewalks are being repaired and constructed across the island. A significant portion of the works is being carried out with funding from the Major Infrastructure Development Program, MIDP. Each of the island's 63 constituencies has been allocated $10 million for project development involving construction and repairs under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program JEEP component of MIDP.
The first portion of the JEEP component is for $630 million and it will be spent on roads, retaining walls, drains and sidewalk. In terms of program supervision, the National Works Agency will provide supervision for the entire program.
Transport, Works and Housing Minister, Dr. Omar Davies. A framework agreement has been signed with China Harbor Engineering Company CHEC for the development of a transshipment hub in the Portland Bight. The proposed transshipment hub, part of the Logistics Hub Initiative, is expected to create 2,000 jobs during the construction phase and 10,000 after the project is fully implemented.
After all the required studies are carried out, including the environmental impact assessment, this project will be going ahead. If we can find a project which provides productive employment for our citizens, which raises the standard of living of our people, and at the same time restricts any damage to the flora and fauna, then we have a win-win situation.
As part of efforts to make a significant dent in the improper disposal of plastic bottles, $200 million will be spent on a national recycling project dubbed Recycle Now Jamaica. Recycle Now aims to reclaim a third of used bottles on the island over the next 3 years through a public-private partnership involving the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program JEEP and local manufacturers.
This will be in stages. The target for the first year is 15%. The target for the second year is 25%. And the target for year three is 35%. Simply put, if and when the target for year three is achieved, there will be remaining two-thirds of the bottles which can be collected by the existing private operators or by any additional entities which will enter the sector.
Transport, Works and Housing Minister, Dr. Omar Davies. Road safety continues to be an important element of the ministry's work. In this regard, a total of 300 road signs have been installed along the Norman Manley Boulevard in Negril, Westmoreland, and around the Papine Circle, St. Andrew. A road emergency attention system was installed in the Bogwalk Gorge, St. Catherine. A live feed from the system has been made accessible to the Jamaica Defence Force, the JDF, the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, and the Police National Computer Centre. In the transportation arena, the Transport Authority introduced the Badge Information Management System, BIMS, which has greatly improved efficiency in identifying PPV drivers and conductors. The authority has also been collaborating with local authorities to improve transport centers across the island.
As we embark on a program of accelerated economic development in this country, an efficient transportation system is most essential. Order and predictability are critical if we are to engender increased productivity, and we must move away from the relative disorder that has dogged the sector for some time.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy. The initiatives undertaken by the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing is part of the government's overall plan to have an improved transportation system, as well as to develop infrastructure to drive economic growth and development.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.